Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. While the mainstream media is consumed with memos and FBI corruption and the conjecture around it being presented to you as news, it should continue to stand out to us that one thing never seems to be presented or reported to the American people, and that's the U.S. wars abroad, and more to the point, their illegal nature. Really, the idea of U.S. imperialism being carried out around the world under the guise of, I don't know, liberation, American security. I don't know what it would be these days, but clearly they're worth reporting on, something that we will do. So let's get into it. First story I want to talk about today, coming out of the antimedia.org, is something that's been consuming things recently today, and that is train full of Republican congressmen hit dump truck, one dead. Now, this is interesting. Many people are now claiming this is some sort of attempt to overshadow Donald Trump's amazing State of the Union address. Really, this to me stands out at first glance as a random accident. I mean, I shouldn't have to say that not everything is some kind of an organized effort or false flag. Most of it is today, it seems like, more and more, actually. But this one, to me, really does stand out as just some kind of random thing. But I don't see how it relates. I don't see why we would need to overshadow some kind of a speech that most people are kind of hip to the idea that it's one big puppet political show, you know, puffing up the chest and talking about things that look what we did, and half of it's not even really something that they did. It's, to me, this stands out as some kind of a random accident. But we'll continue to report on this story and let you know if we find anything, you know, interesting behind the scenes that's worth reporting on. But this is something that, I mean, it's possible, if I was to guess, it would be overshadowing from much larger things. Maybe the fact that the memo won't be released. We'll get to that later. Let's move on to the next story coming out of fair.org. Tillerson's promise of more war in Syria gets warm reception from corporate media, showing us yet again the true motivation factor behind the false two-party paradigm, war. As the article says, the editors of WAPO write that the Trump administration, quote, has rightly absorbed the lesson that America's way out of Syria starts with a serious and sustainable U.S. commitment. In other words, the best way for the U.S. to get out of Syria is to stay in Syria, and the best way to end the war in Syria is more war in Syria. I mean, look, I can acknowledge the logic behind seeing something through and how actually being there could present or prevent something worse from happening. But this is getting out of control, and how really the main point here is the idea that every time, regardless of what party, what side of the aisle, when war is the primary concept, everybody's behind it. And that has to be revealing to us. I always think of the incident of Donald Trump launching the missile, and all of a sudden everybody thought he was the president that day. And it really reveals quite a bit. But this entire idea of committing more troops and more time is, first of all, not America first at all, but really focusing on geopolitical efforts, but of committing these things and somehow being presented as a peace effort is absolutely absurd. And this is something that we need to continue to see. That's always, again, like I said earlier, carried out like liberation or American security when it's neither. It's really about geopolitical agendas, whether you're talking about resources or simply taking out certain areas that present certain opportunities for the United States, talking about China or Russia or anybody. But really, it's us needing to understand that what's being presented to us is absolutely not the truth coming from Tillerson or the media. And it really all comes back to U.S. imperialism. Going to the next story coming out of activistpost.com, U.S. color revolution begins in Thailand as proxy war with China continues. As the article says, the tentative first beginnings of a long-awaited U.S.-backed color revolution has begun in Thailand, with a small protest of under 100 protesters in the downtown district of Thailand's capital, Bangkok. Despite the diminutive nature of the protest, the Western media and Western-funded organizations posing as non-governmental organizations transformed the event into headline news, which is interesting because, you know, we've seen in the past how some very large events have happened, and just because it doesn't fit into the narrative, they seem to just ignore it. And in reverse, this is a very small event so far, and it's seemingly become headline news. Very interesting. The Western media has intentionally covered up the true nature of the Thailand's protesters, just as they have done throughout other U.S. organized regime change campaigns around the world, from the so-called Arab Springs, in which pro-democracy activists turned out to be members of extremist groups, including the Muslim Brotherhood and even Al-Qaeda, and in Ukraine, where Euromaidan mobs were led by literal neo-Nazi fronts, particularly Svoboda, if I'm saying that correctly. This is all about encircling and containing China, either with U.S.-controlled proxy states or a ring of destabilized nations incapable of providing China constructive economic, military, and political ties. You know, and a lot of what's taking place at the behest of the United States government on the world stage directly relates to this agenda. And it's kind of what I was just saying a second ago, is it really a lot of what happens today is being presented to us as some kind of a need for national security or whatever. And really, it's just about some kind of a larger imperialistic play for, you know, U.S. preeminence in the world. So it's very interesting. And this is something that continues to happen. And it's something that's hidden from us, specifically talking about stories that aren't being related to the people that are very important. This is, you know, kind of surreptitious. And it's something we're seeing happen more and more across the world. I mean, Syria is a perfect example of just absolute open documentation of plans to destabilize Syria, showing us that, oh, these people need to be saved and the protests and we need to fight for human rights. When in reality, everything they're doing across the seas are completely the opposite and actually killing people on a regular basis. So the hypocrisy needs to stand out here. Really, what I'm trying to do is continually show you the truth behind the blatant lies that are being presented to you by the government and the media. Moving on to the next story coming out of globalresearch.ca, Turkish troops seen wearing patch of terrorist U.S.-supported Free Syrian Army. For me, this immediately stands out, first of all, showing us that there's some crazy manipulation going on here. The Free Syrian Army is being supported by the U.S. in the past, but with weapons and everything else, and now all of a sudden the Turkish troops are wearing that patch when the United States is supposed to be supporting the Kurds, and it's all over the place. This, to me, really stands out as some kind of a double-edged psyop here where the U.S. is creating a situation probably to continue to allow serious destabilization, but more so to be able to create more of a reason to justify their presence there and even possibly stand against Russia in this regard. But there's a lot of interesting stuff here, and a lot of this is speculation. But the simple fact that we're now seeing, we have verifiable proof of images of them wearing this patch, it begins to show us that there is much more at play here, as is usually the case. So we'll continue to follow the story and we'll make sure and let you know what's happening. Moving on to the next story coming out of the antimedia.org, Trump just signed an executive order to keep Guantanamo Bay open. This one I've talked about in the past. This one continues to frustrate me. This is something that the people in general were widely against when Obama was in office. Just everybody was calling for this to be closed, Guantanamo Bay. He continued to say he would, and he just never did. Like 8 different times he said, I'm going to do it, and it just never happened. So now it's something that it's almost as if we've been manipulated into thinking that this is a positive thing. Because why? We're sending the Clintons and the Podestas there or whatever. I mean, that's really what it's come down to, is that because Trump is in office, now it's a good thing and we're going to put bad people there. I mean, it comes down to the idea of human rights at the end of the day. This is a bad thing where bad things happen verifiably in the past, regardless of who's in office now or who might be in the office down the line. Opening this back up is a direct contradiction to what we thought we wanted, just because a large faction of people have been manipulated into thinking that his plan now is good. It's crazy to me. And again, this comes back to human rights, constitutional rights for that matter, because let's not delude ourselves into thinking this is only going to be foreign people. Many times in recent history, in recent past, the United States government has talked about how domestic terrorists are the biggest threat. Specifically people just like myself, independent journalists who call out the government narrative. Luke from We Are Change is a perfect example. He was actually on a government list. I'm sure we all are at this point. And it's someone like him who could easily end up in a place like this. And that's constitutional rights we're talking about now, which we've talked about in recent shows, which pretty much no longer matter, especially in places like this. So this is something that people like us that believe that this is wrong need to continue to speak out about, even though I highly think it's not really going to matter at this point. But it, for really, more than anything, it should stand out and show us just how ridiculous it's getting and how much people have been brainwashed and how much we're going in the wrong direction. Moving on to the next story coming out of ZeroHedge.com. Andrew McCabe under active DOJ investigation for sitting on Wiener laptop emails. Now, this one's just interesting because, okay, so he's under investigation. We've seen a lot of people under investigation in the past and that really go nowhere. Hillary's a perfect example. But for me, this one, I don't really see anything coming of it. I think this is kind of a playing into the memo discussion and heating up discussions and adding more to the manipulation, deception of the whole thing, distraction, larger point. But for me, this really comes back to the fact that I ultimately don't think anything's going to happen. First of all, because McCabe probably has a lot of things that he could throw down to, you know, to the press or whoever. I just think this is kind of a play right here. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. I hope he gets in trouble, just like I said in the last show, but I kind of don't think it's going to happen. So we'll follow up. Moving on to the next story from ZeroHedge.com. John Kelly confirms he's seen the memo and it will be released pretty quick. Well, shoot. Then I was wrong. I feel better. That's coming, right? Pretty quick. That's pretty definitive for me. I mean, that's just, it's frustrating. Again, the point I'm bringing this up for is to show us that this continues to edge on. I mean, what, this is the 50th headline pretty much saying it's coming. The memo's coming. Don't just wait. Just hang tight. It's on its way. I mean, that's what this is all about. Pretty quick. I mean, that's just, it's frustrating. I mean, again, this is something we know could be released if they really wanted it to be. Right now, we're in this like limbo 5-day period where Trump's supposed to release the memo, which brings us into the next story from ZeroHedge.com. Oh yeah, 100%. Trump tells Republicans he'll release the memo, right? So now what? So 100%, but we're in this 5-day period. I mean, this just really goes to show this, that I honestly think this is one large manipulation. I really do. As I said many times, I think that, you know, there is plenty of verifiable manipulation and corruption within both sides of the aisle, not in the FBI, any institution we're talking about. But ultimately, I think that this memo in and of itself is clearly, just by what we've seen so far, is just one big, you know, whatever you want to call it, red herring. I mean, there's so many names you could call this, but it's something that I don't think is going to amount to anything. And even if it does, I think it's not going to be what we expect it to be, or it's going to be redacted. I mean, I've said the same things probably in the last 10 shows, but this memo continues to circle the drain. It continues to be pushed into the face of everybody in every mainstream channel, which first of all should be a huge red flag that they're even reporting on it on a regular basis. But I don't know, something stinks about this whole story. You know, the memo, the counter memo, the whole thing, something's off. But we'll continue to report on it. And ultimately today I want to finish with a message to Donald Trump. You talk a big game about draining the swamp and what's best for Americans. So if this memo reveals what it has been hyped to reveal by everyone, how is withholding it doing anyone any good other than distracting and continuing to keep people's attention away from what's really important? Maybe that's exactly the point. So when asked to release the memo, you said, yes, 100%. So what are you waiting for? For more information on the topics discussed, make sure you check out thelastamericanvagabond.com or any of the important independent sites in the show notes below. And as always, question everything and come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.